Their wrists secured and sitting lashed to chairs procured by Lieutenant Soltani, the two men regarded Lorca with matching glares of disdain. Neither they nor he said anything upon his entry into the guest quarters flanked by Soltani and Bridges, and the silence remained unbroken for the ensuing 60 or 70 seconds. It was then that Lorca was rewarded when the muscular man with blonde hair, the one cutting into the ops door when they were interrupted, shifted in his seat, and his expression of defiance began giving way to uncertainty. "I don't have a lot of patience for this sort of thing," Lorca said after several more seconds passed. "Let's just get to it. You both stand charged with murdering 2 Starfleet officers, aggravated burglary, unauthorized possession of Starfleet property, and pissing me off. It's the first and last things on that list that should concern you right now. Those 2 people were my friends. Neither one of you looks smart enough to have planned and executed this little raid of yours on your own, so you're going to tell me who sent you here."
"And if we don't?" said the blonde man, earning him a frown of disapproval from his dark-haired companion.
To answer his detainee's question, Lorca stepped forward and drove the sole of his boot into the man's chest. The force of the kick was sufficient to send the other man and his chair toppling over until he slammed to the floor, lying on his back and with his feet pointing toward the ceiling. Ignoring the man's groans of surprise and growing anger, Lorca turned his attention to his other unwanted guest.
"Who sent you? Don't make me ask you again. Was it Governor Ribeiro?"
To his surprise, the man sneered in response to the question.
"Her? No. She's not even in charge anymore. She doesn't have experience with emergency situations like this."
His look of contempt hardened.
"So she was removed."
Lorca only knew Gisela Ribeiro thanks to a handful of brief encounters since his arrival on Tarsus IV. The governor had been in office a short time following the most recent elections, which came about a few months before a sudden, unexpected influx of settlers transported from another colony world that had endured a natural disaster, necessitating evacuation and relocation. To that point, it was by far the most formidable test for Ribeiro in her brief tenure as governor, and the growing pains from that abrupt expansion had caused no small amount of strife from what Lorca knew of the situation. Among the other challenges this presented, she also faced conflicting sentiments from the original Tarsus colonists, ranging from acceptance of the situation to outright protest. She won over the populace by playing to their basic humanity and empathy. Lorca recalled a not insignificant pushback from those adopting hardline stances about what some perceived as a trampling of their basic independence and right to decide for themselves how best to utilize the home they had built here. As months passed and the Epsilon Serona refugees continued to assimilate into their new home, much of the negative commentary offered by some news broadcasts and publications seemed to wane.
"But it obviously didn't die out altogether."
Of course, the obstacles that came with resettling the Epsilon Serona colonists paled in comparison to the present ecological crisis. Lorca thought it unfair to judge Ribeiro too harshly on this point, given the speed with which the contagion spread. There had been precious little time to attempt understanding the contagion or finding a way to arrest it. Ribeiro's first priority was seeing to the safety and security of the colonists. Someone, it seemed, had other ideas.